Hello, everybody. My name is Popey Stafford, and I've been a part of this lovely church family of ours for over 37 years. It's been a wonderful place to raise our kids in Sunday school and youth group and to learn and grow, and a place that my husband and myself both could use our gifts and be encouraged by others using their gifts. We truly feel like we belong here. But today I want to talk about gratitude in the midst of the COVID virus and turning 70 years old. In April 23rd, 2020 to be exact, I turned the big 70. Yikes. Actually, it was amazing in so many ways. So different, so unlike what I'd ever imagined turning this milestone year could be like. I kind of imagined a good size 140th celebration, joined with my husband, who also turned 70, where family and friends from all over would fly in and gather, or maybe a smaller celebration with our offspring, who would also fly in, and the grands and a few friends, or a day trip somewhere beautiful or interesting, ending with a delicious dinner at a special restaurant, or maybe a big trip, a little trip, or, you know, the list is endless of what I could have imagined. But obviously, none of these options were able to occur. I did receive a battery lawnmower, and that's a little factoid about me, is I love to mow the front lawn, and this new lawnmower is a bit much more maneuverable, and I also love flowers, and so I got a gorgeous rhododendron, which I'm very thankful for. However, the reason this day was memorable, not only because of the virus, but it was almost as if a very significant gift-like experience of feeling and a very profound this thing called gratitude, gratefulness, that I don't know if I had felt before, and I just want to talk a little bit about that. The emphasis of gratitude has certainly become quite mainstream with all sorts of inspiring self-help speakers and therapist types emphasizing gratitude, including Oprah. It certainly beats the alternative of being stuck in grumpiness, gloom, resentment, haughtiness, self-absorption, or being a victim. Being grateful and thankful does the body and the soul good. Studies have shown that. I personally am basically wired to pretty quickly access a spirit of gratefulness. So embracing that hasn't been that hard for me. I was fortunate to have a mother who was very appreciative and thankful, and who modeled that to me and so many others. And I realized that many people don't have a model like that that showed them about that quality. I'm talking today about this attitude as being one that God designed us to have. He made us to have that in response to Him, our belonging to Him and others. He made us that way. The scriptures share some wonderful examples that are more than just about feeling good. The psalmists are full of praise, as well as other writings in the Old Testament, despite their circumstances. And the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, who was in prison for many of the letters, overflows with thankfulness towards God and others. He was a very appreciative man in many of his relationships. One of the most significant books in my adult faith journey has been a book by Don Postema called Space for God. There's so many aspects of this book that I love, but what my big takeaway from it is that two concepts: we belong to God, no matter how we feel, no matter how alone we are, no matter where we are, no matter what's happening. And then number two, that God has made us, designed us to be grateful people, grateful to Him and grateful to others. And that's just part of who we're to be in God's plan. So I love that emphasis that We are designed to be grateful. We are designed to be thankful. So back to me and my birthday. I woke up to a breathtakingly beautiful and sunny day that accented the beauty of our roses and all the signs of an April spring day. As some friends called from all over the place and family, I received cards, snail mail, and virtual, and flowers arrived. It felt like my eyes and heart were open in a different sort of way to this grand sense that I belong to God. There's a belongingness that I have to God, as well as we all can access. And then out of that comes the gratefulness for the multitude of ways he has shown his love, his faithfulness, and care for me over the years. This experience was more than just an attitudinal shift, but felt like more of a pervasive sense of our Creator God's sovereignty and power in the midst of this very different time, this very difficult time for many. My eyes were open. It truly felt like a gift that I hope I never forget. And you know what? I'm glad I was born.